It's time for Retro Talk with Retro Rose here on
WXPM
on 98.5
FM.
And guess who it is?
I'm not sure. Let me think. It starts with an R. It's Retro Rose here.
It's Retro Rose with
The Bro Show, and welcome to
Retro Talk.
Right here on WXPM 98.5, The Phoenix. So we're having a little bit of fun today because Rose brought a lot of show and tell for me here, because we made an offhand remark one time during one of our previous shows where she might be a little bit of a fan of a particular boy band. Rose, who is that boy band?
Oh gosh, there were so many boy bands I liked. But this one, I went to their concert.
Oh my gosh.
In the 1980s.
Wow.
And this one showed me how to hang tough. Can you guess which band it was?
New Edition?
No.
Not New Edition?
No.
Hold on.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I had to take step by step to get there.
Oh, so Paula Abdul with her backup dancers.
No.
Oh, okay.
Wait. I think Weird Al made a parody of their songs one time, and it was called The White Stuff. Oh, Oreo Cookies?
Oh,
does it
the Keebler Elves. I got it.
No. let's see. They had a cover girl.
Oh, Claudia Schiffer. Okay, cool. No, I know exactly who you're talking about. If you don't know them by these initials, everyone, then I don't know what to tell you. NKOTB stands for?
New Kids on the Block.
Oh,
The right stuff.
Boy bands were huge in the 80s. Like, there was a great history prior to. There was a few bands that were really big at the time. And, you know, 30s, 40s, 50s, there was a few bands here and there and groups. But this one, I think, really set the standard for everything that came after.
And honestly, this, you know, like you said, there was other bands. Because at the time when I first got into New Kids, I was a huge fan of the Monkees. And they were... I heard a huge group in the 60s for teenagers.
Exactly.
Just like, you know, the Beatles.
Who?
But the Beatles. They were not bugs. They're singers.
Right.
But actually, mentioning the Monkees, they're not really monkeys.
No.
They're not really. They act like monkeys, but they're not really monkeys. Mm-hmm. But I was a huge fan of the Monkees first.
Right.
And... my cousin and my sister got into New Kids on the Block before I did.
Okay.
And they kind of dragged me into it.
They didn't drag you. You heard them sing, and you're like, these guys are really, really good.
Yeah, they're really cool. And when you're a teenager, everything's like, oh, yeah, this is awesome. But I don't want to jump ahead of this because I'm going to show off some things to Mike, and we're going to talk about them. But I've got a couple teen magazines from the 80s that actually have – the New Kids on the Block in one spot, but then the Monkees are on there too, because in the mid-80s, I'm sure a lot of people remember, the Monkees came back big.
They came back big,
so it was another thing that was in the teen magazines. Girls wanted to know about New Kids, and they wanted to know about the Monkees.
It was one of those things where you had, like, the Beatles were so huge from, like, the mid-60s through the early 70s or so, and then they broke up, and then each one of them individually did their own thing. However, the Monkees, they stayed together. They never really broke up or anything. They still performed through the 70s and 80s, and then once they started doing new songs, they were still the Monkees. And that, I think, drove a lot of what we happen to see, and of course, then we got... the New Kids on the Block.
Yep, the New Kids on the Block. He's looking at one of the centerfolds going, wow.
I'm looking at the Big Bopper magazine from December of 1989, and the centerfold, yes, I am looking at a centerfold, ooh la la, of the five of the New Kids on the Block. Now, Miss Rose, as I'm holding it up here, can you name them all?
Jonathan, Joe, Donnie, Jordan, and Danny.
Danny. Okay, so because I didn't think they were cute, I just thought they were talented. Did you think any of them were cute?
My favorite actually was always Jonathan.
Jonathan?
I like Jonathan because he was the quiet one.
Okay.
I always liked the one that was kind of withdrawn. But when it came to fashions,
right?
I always liked Donnie's outfits better.
Donnie was the kind of gangster. So you got kind of an amalgamation then when you got Tony, who's in the basement.
Yep. Okay. And I always liked the quiet ones. My sister's was Joe. She loved Joe McIntyre.
Okay.
And my cousin was in between Joe and Jordan.
Okay.
But I was always, always the Jonathan.
For me, it was all about the fact that when they came out with their first single, I think it was 87, 88 or so, and that was CoverGirl, if I'm not mistaken, they, it was very much boy band. Like their singing was very tinny, very high-pitched because they were still young.
Yeah.
But when they came out with that second album with those second big hits and everything, oh my gosh, it just blew up. I remember vividly in Louisiana, actually, all my friends and stuff, they loved the New Kids on the Block. We had an arena for concerts and things like that, that I lived maybe 10, 15 blocks from. And I didn't go to the concert. I didn't have to. I could hear the concert from my front porch.
Yeah.
And I heard the whole thing and the screaming and stuff. I've never heard anything.
It was insane. It was insane to talk about the concerts. Oh my gosh, it was insane. I do want to mention, though, that for those that don't know, how young these boys were when they actually started. They started this group around 1984 or 1985. I believe it was 1984, if I'm quoting this right, because it took several years for them to become a big band. Because Joe actually was right around, I believe, if I'm quoting this right, someone will probably listen and say I'm wrong, but I believe he was around 10.
That sounds about right, actually.
Yeah, when they first joined the band. And when they started becoming a big, big hit, he was probably around 15, maybe.
Yep.
Right around that age. So he was always the baby, and that's Donnie going down the road, if you heard that. he was the baby of the group, and Jonathan is the oldest of the group. And I always thought he was kind of cool because he was born around the same time I was.
I'm actually looking at his bio right here, Jonathan Knight.
Oh, does it say the year he was born?
Jonathan Knight, it was his full name. And I'm looking now at the Wow Pinup magazine. So from, let's see, when is this from? This is a very retro, as in April of 1990 when I turned 15. So John Knight, his full name was Jonathan Rochelet Knight. Born November 29th, 1970.
Oh, so he's a little older than me then. He's almost a year older.
Yep, and his home was Boston, Massachusetts. I think they were all out of, like, Massachusetts in that area. Oh, here we go. Donnie Wahlberg was out of Dorchester. And the only reason I know how to say Dorchester, I lived around there.
So you know that his brother was Marky Mark in a Funky Bunch.
Yep.
But he went on to make a ton of movies. Do you know who that is?
That is Mark Wahlberg. And they made movies like Transformers 4 and Fear and a bunch of others.
He was in Invincible. I love that movie.
Oh, it's a great movie, too.
Yeah, he was in Invincible and says, what's that say there? Connor's speaking from the basement, so I'll let...
Wikipedia is saying that it was 1968, so that his press team had lied about his age appeal to a younger demographic.
They do that kind of stuff, though. Did you know that I was watching a documentary, and this is off subject here, I was watching a documentary on Joan Crawford, and she lied all of her life acting career of her age.
That doesn't surprise me.
Because they never, the younger you are, just like with Shirley Temple, they lied about her age.
Right.
She was like a year or two younger.
Which is crazy, but I get it. You know, they were trying to keep them going there. Yeah, there's so many. Let's see what we got here. We have a little more biopic information about these.
And you know what? I'm guessing it's okay to say this. But so,
uh-oh.
For those that I might offend, I don't think I'm going to offend anyone. But you know what? They had to, back in the day, they were so strict, and they wanted people to follow the group, right?
Right.
Did you know that Jonathan had to keep his sexual preferences a secret throughout the whole time they were popular back in the 80s?
That's similar to what they did with later, with like a group like NSYNC.
And you know what it is they wanted to sell more merchandise. They wanted to sell him.
Yep.
And then later on, years later, people started giving him a hard time over it. And he says, you know what? They made me do this to sell the records, to sell the merchandise.
Yep.
Lance Bass from
NSYNC. Lance Bass from NSYNC was like that. NSYNC. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, they make them do that so they can sell the merchandise.
Yep.
And they can sell the singer.
It's nice to be able to be here in the here and now and go, you know what, you can be who you want to be, but we can still enjoy what you were back then too and enjoy the music and the quote product they put out, which I thoroughly enjoy. And let's be honest, they had a lot of fun and they did a lot of great music.
Yeah, and I will say though that they're still going strong.
Yeah.
And now they can be who they are. They can, they don't have to hide who they are anymore, and they don't have to take that, you know. And they're still popular. There's so many people that love New Kids on the Block. This merchandise here, I look online sometimes, and it goes for ridiculous.
It's crazy how popular they are now for their old stuff and their new stuff that they do. And they still sell out concerts to this day.
Yeah, there was a Philadelphia concert not too long ago. What was it, last year?
Last year, year before. Yeah. And they've toured with other like 80s icons like Debbie Gibson and such before,
too. I think
too.
Connor mentioned the cruises.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, there's so much New Kids still going on. It's a good, you know, it's a strong fandom and everything. And it was more of a girls thing at the time. More girls were like, oh my gosh, it's
now,
New
now,
Kids.
Now, hold on. Let me speak from the boys' perspective.
All right.
It was also the boys' thing, too.
Did you go screaming, too?
I didn't go to the concerts. But, you know, if you wanted to talk to a girl, you had to like the other things they liked, too, which included New Kids on the Block. Did we actually like them? Maybe. Not going to say didn't, but we had to be really tough in front of our friends.
You had to hang tough.
We had to hang tough in front of our friends and not like that as much.
Yeah. I actually listened to the music, but I went a little bit further than that.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a concert.
You mentioned that. So you got to tell me. Okay, I got to know. Since I didn't go to concerts as a kid, I never really got a chance to. I need to know what the experience was for you. From getting the tickets to going to the concert, I need to know it all.
Need to know it all?
We need to let our listeners know it all.
We're going to start off with saying that it was the No More Games concert.
Okay.
We didn't make it to the Hangin' Tough concert in time. I wasn't, like I said, I kind of built up to being a fan.
Right.
And by the time No More Games came out, I actually was working.
Okay.
Had some money. And I didn't take my cousin, but I took my sister and I said, why don't we go to a concert? And she was like, you know, we're both screaming like, New Kids on the Block, oh my gosh.
No.
So we did some research. I was, you know, you didn't have computers then, but you had the newspaper.
Right.
You had TV where you could listen to the news and say, okay, this is when things are going to come up and everything. So we went to Sears to find out because they had a Ticketmaster.
Hold on. Stop right there. Hold on. Sears, where you could get Craftsman tools and toys,
video games, clothes.
You could get major appliances. You could get your photos taken there.
Yes.
You could get your taxes done at Sears.
Yes.
They had a Ticketmaster in Sears?
They had a Ticketmaster, and it was right outside the catalog department.
That just blows my mind.
Right outside the catalog department. Right after I got through the catalog department, there was the video games, and on the other side was all the action figures, and then right in the middle of it all was Ticketmaster.
That just blows my mind. Okay, so you're at Sears. You're going to be getting these tickets.
Yeah. Well, actually, we got there really early before Sears opened.
Okay.
And I can't remember the full details. I just remembered either they weren't opening on time or they didn't have the tickets in stock yet.
Okay.
I don't remember what the whole deal was. But we got there super early with my dad.
Okay.
So my sister and I could get the tickets for New Kids.
Right.
And something happened and we couldn't get the ticket. There was a lot of disappointed girls because there was already a line of people waiting for tickets when we got there.
I was going to ask, how long was the line?
Oh, gosh. It was past the Sears building, you know, because it was at a mall. So it was past that. I can't tell you how many people were in there.
Right.
Can't remember that much now. but I remember we couldn't get it. And I had given her like $50 and I had $50. So we could pay for our tickets, you know, on our own to make her feel like a big girl.
And she again, that still blows my mind too. Just the cost of tickets for a concert ticket back then, that seems exorbitant, but it really isn't.
Well, the thing is that it was New Kids on a Block. They were huge at the time.
Right.
And, you know, they knew parents would pay this money. And so anyhow, I give her the money.
Right.
And I think I mentioned this story one time before, that we were leaving from there because we were going to go to West Virginia and visit family members that day.
Yep.
And I think that's one reason why Dad said, okay, well, we can't get the tickets. We got to get going. We had a family reunion going on or something to that effect.
Right.
And so we got in the car, and I asked her for my money back, and she wasn't giving it, and I was driving. And I hit that pole.
Oh, like, that's right.
Right there, and took off the whole fender off my dad's old Regal.
That's right. You got in a little trouble for that.
Yeah, he was not happy. So we're all the family members. This is the start of my New Kids on our Block concert experience, okay? This all happened like weeks before I got any tickets.
Oh, my gosh.
So she was kind of down because we hadn't gotten the tickets. I was down. I wanted to go see him, too. So the next place you could go if you couldn't get them through Ticketmaster was go through the classifieds of your newspaper. Because people would sell things on there, and they would sell concert tickets too.
That sounds like a bulletin board system from a little bit further back in the day, or before in the computer age and everything.
Yeah, before computers. Yeah,
yeah. Exactly. Oh yeah, that's
right. If you were looking for something, look in your classifieds.
Right.
And there was a section for jobs. There was a section for merchandise, and there was a section for buying concert tickets. There was a place specifically made just for concert tickets.
That doesn't surprise me at all, because then you'd be wookin' panub.
Yeah.
For a concert that you can wookin' panub.
And if I remember it right, it was a little higher than what the original tickets were. I think it was right around $150 for two tickets. That was a lot of money for me back then.
Right.
We wanted to go, so I paid for our tickets to go see the New Kids.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
I got, it was like six rows back from the stage. It was really, really okay. Close. It wasn't bad at all.
I was going to say, that's not bad.
It was close enough so we could see the boys dancing around and everything.
Get their sweat on you and everything,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, well, not the girls in the front row got that. it was really good seats, and it turned out to be perfect. I called the people up. They had the tickets, and
right.
I paid for it in cash, and we were on our way.
Wow.
Yeah,
now, do you still have those ticket stubs?
No, I was young. I didn't.
Oh.
I should have saved them. Trust me, I should have saved them. We will save another story for ticket stubs in another blog, because I do have some concert tickets that weren't mine.
Oh, wow.
But someone else's. Anyhow, what happened was, concert date comes along. I'm already driving. I'm riding in this, and I don't want to say it wrong. I think it was a VW Rabbit? No. Is that it was a little black car. I think it was a BW. I could...
They had different kinds. They had the Beetle, they had the Rabbit, they had a couple
I think it
others.
Was a Rabbit, a little... And it. I think that's what it was at the time whenever I drove that car over there. And it was a small car, though. Something to that effect. I can't remember exactly because I had a couple cars. I wasn't very gentle on the clutch, so I ended up just going manual. After I tore up two or three of them, Dad says, no more clutch cars.
Hey, Tony in the basement, do you let her drive the DeLorean?
No.
He's shaking his head no. Okay.
But so anyhow, we go there way early. So
right.
Early in the day before this concert's beginning, because my sister and I were like, determined to get up close.
Right.
And if we saw the New Kids on the Block, because this was our first time going to one, right?
Right.
So we went there, and on the way there, we stopped and got Taco Bell.
Ooh, got, old Taco Bell.
Yeah, we got the works. Do you remember those? They had a bean burrito, they had a taco, they had a nacho bel grande.
Oh, and, now I'm hungry.
I mean, we piled up on Taco Bell food, and we waited out there, watched the cars slowly come in. I'm telling you, we were early. There wasn't very many cars. My parents probably thought we were nuts getting there so early. So we got there really early, and some teens started showing up after a while, and the parents are just kind of like ignoring us kids,
right.
Doing their own thing. And a couple of the teens says, yeah, they're staying in such and such hotel. And we're like, oh my gosh, should we go over there? Should we leave our parking spot?
No.
So the whole time my sister and I are like, Bonnie's like, yes, let's go. And I was like, if we do, we're going to lose our good spot here. So we never did leave, but it was on the fence, should we try to find their hotel and
right.
see if we can spot them, because a lot of the girls were talking about, they're staying at this hotel, and it was kind of like very much of a fan thing. You could,
right.
It was almost like when you go to a Transformer convention,
you can feel the vibe of everything going on.
Yeah, so there was this huge vibe of all these girls screaming and shouting. He's like, oh my God, you know, they're at this hotel, and, you know, and it was just very radiant. And I'm like probably one of the older ones there.
Right, right.
Because no more games. I don't want to be quoted wrong here. I think that was around 1990.
It was 1991, I believe.
Yeah, I think it says 1991 here. So, I mean, I was about almost 20.
Okay.
I was already working and such. And so I was like one of the older sisters. But it was okay because Jonathan's a little older than me. So I felt like, oh, okay. Now we know he was a little,
you thought
bit,
you had a
little bit more older. No, I just kind of felt like... I felt like I wasn't out of place.
Okay.
I wasn't like a mother.
Right, right, right.
You know, I was a fan too.
Right.
You know. And so we all mingled and had fun. And when you got inside, when we finally got inside, the merchandise was incredibly pricey, you know, expensive.
Yeah.
I do remember I got a concert book and everything, got my sister one. Everything I got, I made sure I got her one because I was a good sister, you know.
Right.
I bought her anything that I got. And, so we got in our row, and the whole time there was screaming.
That sounds about right.
You couldn't hear. You could hear there was some kind of music going on, but it was so loud. There was this one girl that screamed so loud to me. I swear, the next few days, all I heard was ringing. My hearing was, I mean, it was... out.
I can't even imagine.
You could see him moving around and you could hear some kind of music going on, but it was so much screaming. All it was is just screaming girls all
right.
the way down. And I had my sister screaming on one side and another girl screaming on the other. And I was like, you know.
If you're not seeing, she's sticking her fingers in her ear, everybody. Because
yeah.
That's what it was like for her with all the ringing
it
and everything.
It was so much fun. I did notice that there was one girl pulled up on stage when they were singing, because, you know, they would sing in like, "You're my cover girl."
Yeah. Whoa.
And they pulled her up on stage. And I don't know what happened to her, you know, if she actually got to go backstage or what, but she was screaming pretty good, too.
Oh, my gosh.
So there was a lot of screaming that whole night. It was fun, though.
Oh, my gosh. And then one thing is, back then, no cell phones or anything you could record it with or anything like that.
No, there
and
was no
And you couldn't
no
bring
cell
a camera
phones.
Into these things
yeah.
because you'd be stopped at the door.
Yeah.
So
you had your merchandise. There actually is an autograph book you can get, which I'm going to talk about collectibles in a minute.
Yeah.
But how are you going to meet these guys?
Right, know? Right.
It had an autograph where it has Joe's McIntyre's and Jonathan's. You know, each page had one where they could autograph you a message. It's like, but, how are you actually going to meet these guys?
it's not like a Broadway show where you can kind of go behind the building or anything and catch them as they're coming out and maybe get an autograph. This is a whole arena venue concert. You can't just walk up to their back room
yeah,
area
Yeah, I mean,
and do
maybe
it.
Today, but back then it was going to not happen.
Needless to say... You went to the concert. You had a lot of fun. We were just talking about that. But you bought some things there. So they have this thing that they do with bands called merchandising.
Merchandising.
They're doing merchandising.
Yeah.
So what kind of merchandise did they have for New Kids on the Block?
At the concert, they mainly had T-shirts.
Right.
They had hats. They had, like I said, that autograph book.
Right.
And they had the concert books, you know, that you could look at, that you could buy a concert book, have all pictures of them, details, all that kind of stuff. And I bought my sister and I concert books. But years later, like recently, probably within the last 4 or 5 years,
right.
I found an autograph book.
Okay.
That actually had pictures of each of them in it. And they could autograph it for you. And it was a scrapbook, too, so you could put all your scrapbook pictures, if you got any pictures of all the fans and you. Because, I mean, like you said, you can't really take pictures at those concerts.
Right.
So, or you just cut out of these on the table. I had a lot of these teen magazines. So what you could do is like, oh, I like this picture, so I'm going to cut this picture out and put it in my scrapbook, which I did a lot of that when I was a kid.
Yep.
So you could make yourself little scrapbooks.
Yeah, no, like, looking at these, like, the fact that you could do that easily enough and be like, I wish I was in that image with them. I mean, New Kids on the Block, Jordan Knight chatted with Laura and Elena backstage at an NKOTB concert. There are two winners take a holiday in Hollywood.
Oh, wow.
Article. Like, it's stuff like that. Like, this is just cool. Oh, hello.
I mean, I'm not even going to touch base on all these other characters, but we're going to have to take these books out again because I just noticed there's a really handsome picture of Ralph Macchio in this, and we're not even talking about Karate Kid right now.
If we're talking about that, then I'm going to have to mention real quick, and I'd love to talk about shows like this with Stacey Keenan.
Oh, no, I don't really...
She was in My Two Dads.
I watched My Two Dads, but I was never a big fan. I was more of a Greg Evigan fan, but I wasn't really.
But that's a whole other show.
That's a whole other show.
I can tell you what I remember about New Kids on the Block as far as merchandise.
Merchandising.
Anybody who's listening to the show remembers, might remember I worked at KB Toys back when I was 16, 17, 18 years old. And this was from 91 to 93, right at the height and kind of the tail end of some of the New Kids on the Block stuff at the time, where they had a cartoon on Saturday morning.
I used to watch that cartoon every Saturday morning.
And then they sold dolls. And there is a doll right here on the table that Miss Rose and Mr. Tony brought in for me to look at. And it brings me back to these dolls because when they came out, they were like $24.99. And then they went to the clearance bin 2 years later. But they were fun to sell. And they were always in the store. Like we always had them. They would sell out and then would come back in every single time.
I've actually got a... Donnie doll here that's sealed, but it's in a Jordan box, so this must have been from Mike's store.
Yeah, it must have been. That sounds about right. It's still sealed,
but it must have been from Mike's store. It's a blooper.
And wait, hold on. Does he have real hair?
He has the ones that had tails. You know, back then in the 90s, that was popular.
The rat tail.
The rat tails.
I had a rat tail.
So he actually has a rat tail. Let's see. I don't think Joe has one, and I don't think Jonathan has one.
No,
but I do know Jordan
cut.
And Danny and Donnie had a rat tail.
Rat tails were hard to maintain. I'm just letting you know right now. I never let mine grow more than a couple inches.
Oh, did you have one?
I had a rat tail with the little rubber band in the back and everything holding it.
I have pictures of Tony with a mullet.
Wait, what?
Isn't that what you call those mullets?
They were a mullet, yeah.
Yeah.
His dad
was always calling him a hippie. He says, when are you going to cut your hair? But, so these dolls, right? I have like the In Concert ones. I have all the In Concert ones loose, but I also have a few boxed In Concerts that have little extras. This one I've got with me right now, though, is the Hanging Loose outfit when they're not on concert.
Okay, so when they're like being, you know, just hanging out and whatnot. And just for context, these dolls are 12-inch dolls. They're kind of styled like a Ken doll or whatnot with a little bit more
and
meat on them.
They get a little bit more mixed in with Barbie sometimes, too. I see them at Barbie collections.
Yep.
So they are a little bit about Ken size.
So, okay, on your shelf then, on your shelves at home, right, you've got New Kids on the Block and Concert. Are they doing a doubleheader with Gem and the Holograms?
No, but they probably could. They're
about
the same
size. Okay.
Rio might get jealous.
Well, that's okay.
So they also came with, this is on the back of this box, they came with a stage where you could put them on stage for the concert. I don't have the stage.
Okay.
Tony got, and they got electronics, and Tony got me the radio, which I got at home in box.
Oh, wow.
But as a kid, we had the telephone. And my mom used it as a daily. She had it hooked up next to her.
Oh, my gosh.
Where she would answer on the New Kids on a Block telephone
That's
all the time.
Awesome.
Yeah, she used it.
That
so,
is actually real.
So
I
we
love
actually
your mom.
Just
She's
plugged
awesome.
It in and says, oh, hi. Yeah, hi. Hi, sis. You know, talking to my aunt, Leona, and says, oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm talking on a New Kids on a Block phone. Can you tell?
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, so she had that. And I had the Walkman. They had like a New Kids on a Block Walkman, which I would love to get someday. I haven't gotten it. I think I had it back in the day.
Right.
They also had a New Kids on a Block mic where you could talk into it.
Okay.
And not... you know, it's just a lot of things they had, but they had bed sheets, too.
Did you have the bed sheets?
I had the bed sheets, right?
Okay.
And funny thing is, I thought they were lost years and years and years ago.
Right.
My mom, when I went down to visit her a couple times ago, I think it was last summer or the summer before last, I came down there and she says, oh, I found your New Kids on the Block sheets. And
what?
I was like, what? Yeah, that's what I said. Just the ones I used as a kid.
Oh, my gosh.
So I took them home, folded them up, and put them on my rocking chair at home. But
okay.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. I was like, I didn't think I had anything left from when I was a kid, from New Kids.
Right.
And here's these bed sheets my mom had on to for years.
Is that one of like your more prized possessions now since it's something you had as a kid,
it's
too.
It's one of my more cherished New Kids on the Hill items. I mean, I have a lot of cool things.
Right.
That one there is just one of the things I've held on to. He's picking up a like a necklace, a cloth necklace.
Yep.
Now, it says New Kids on a Block on it with a peace symbol. So I always figured that more was a Donnie look because Donnie liked to wear peace symbols. And
it's got like a rope necklace on it and like a thick string rope necklace. And it's made out of leather. And it's got New Kids on the Block and a circle around the peace symbol. And it's like black leather with a pink background. It's very cool. You know what? We'll take a photo. And when we put the show up, I'll make sure to put that up.
Yeah, make sure you put that up. And I'll tell you what. I had one just like that. That one's got pink on it, but highlighted, you know, like a hot pink. But mine was kind of more like a white background. You could have a choice of a white or a hot pink.
Right.
This one I found in May, last May. I went to the shore with Mom and them, and I found this on the way to the shore for $1.50.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I'm getting it.
You had to.
And it's just awesome, and I had one just like it. I wore it everywhere I went when I was a kid. And what I did was I would wear that, and Donnie had all of his jeans tore up.
Right.
So I tore up all my jeans and put black leggings underneath of them.
Okay.
And
I can see this, like a rocker chick Rose.
Yeah, rocker chick Rose with tore up jeans, black leggings underneath, and I would be wearing this peace symbol with New Kids on the Block everywhere I went.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
That's what I wore to the concert, actually.
That's actually a really cool look. I'm not going to lie. That's a really cool look.
I mean, it was the 80s, and we would wear these banana clips when we went to the concert.
Yeah.
Our hairs to the side and everything. We were going for the 80s look, you know.
Right, right.
I used to have a Joe McIntyre hat at one point, too.
That doesn't surprise me.
I had I had this kind of like this fedora I used to wear.
Right.
And I had gotten at a carnival. Besides, now we have a carnival mirror here, kind of like a carnival glass with New Kids on it that I found some time ago. But there was this, I don't know if you remember them, but they were little bandanas you could get at the carnival that had your favorite bands and such.
Yep.
And I had a New Kids on the Block one with the fedora that I put around it. And that's what I wore to the concert. I had this cool New Kids on the Block hat with the torn jeans and that necklace. And I went out there and rocked that concert.
Rocker Chick Rose at an NKOTB concert.
I wish I actually had pictures of it. I don't think I do. But
you know what you should do? You could always cosplay as Rocker Chick Rose.
Exactly.
At RetroCon. I think that's what you do. Concert-going Rose at RetroCon one year.
Yeah, I mean, I had the torn jeans and everything. But aside from that, I had a ton of buttons. I've got a big one here with the New Kids on the Block.
This thing is the size of her head. I'm not going to lie to you people. It is insanely huge. But it's all of them in, like, tuxedos. And they look like they're just chill.
Yeah, they're chilling out.
They're chill little boys.
And I have different ones, too. I have ones with Donnie on it, because each of the big pins would come with individual ones on it. Like you could get a Joe, a Jonathan, a Donnie, Jordan.
You know who probably liked this a lot too? Michael Jackson liked this a lot.
Woohoo! Yeah. And then I think you were just getting ready to pick up this cool item and tell everybody what that is. That's from my collection too.
Yeah. So I was looking at this when you were laying everything out, and I thought it was cool. It's a ton of buttons around it, like the smaller buttons you might put on your jacket or a hat or something directly, and a couple of iron-ons to say New Kids on the Block, Hanging Tough and whatnot. But it's the... You were saying it's one of those machines where you'd put your quarter in or whatever, and it would drop out. It's
like those old gum machines and such.
Yeah.
They would have a display thing of what would possibly be in there. It wasn't always what was in there, though.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure as a kid you'd say, oh, I want that item there, but it wasn't. But this is what I found at a flea market at Jake's, where we set up every year for the radio station. But this is something I found at Jake's. And I remember seeing one of those as a kid and always said, oh, I hope I get this pin or I get that pin. And it was usually one of them that just said, I love New Kids or something.
Right.
But it wasn't an image. Well, and it was one of the characters, you know, like one of the band members I wanted to get.
Yeah, I see things that say, like, write stuff, I love Donnie, and I'll be loving you. That's just very cool. There was one more thing you wanted to mention, because then I got something I got to talk about, because I see it here and I got to look at it.
Oh, what did I want to mention? The yo-yo?
I think the yo-yo was it.
Yeah, I have a yo-yo, and actually, there was a lot of merchandise. I have, they're way too small for me, but they're New Kids on the Block slippers.
These slippers look like they would fit Alf perfectly. I would wear those because if they got me closer to the New Kids on the Block, that means I'd be more popular.
You would be more popular. And I do want to mention, too, you can no longer get these, of course, but McDonald's Presents had a New Kids on the Block Magic Summer.
So a popular food restaurant that would offer toys and meals for kids and whatnot or for teenagers, they had this special promotion where you could get a cup with all five of them on there.
Yeah, and I remember this very, very well because my sister and I and my dad, the family was going down to my grandma's house.
Right.
And there was a McDonald's on the way to her house. I was trying to collect all the cups, and certain areas would get them before others, right?
Right.
So I had bought some in Ohio, but as soon as we got in town, I was like, Dad, can we stop at McDonald's for a minute? And I remember getting one of their latest cups. This isn't the one, but it's probably very similar to it. And they also had posters to go with each cup. And so I got my one I didn't have yet, New Kids on the Block cup and poster, and I know I got my sister the same thing.
Right.
So, I mean, it was very exciting, and I remember it very well.
Oh, my gosh.
Stopping at that McDonald's and getting our cup and our poster.
There were so many cups that they had back in the day. I remember, like, the glass ones for other media and things like that. Doesn't surprise me they did one for New Kids on the Block. They probably did one for, like, MC Hammer and things like that, too.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. I didn't buy anything for that, but I'll tell you, that is a very fond memory. I mean, I was right around that age where I could start, like I mentioned, the concert. I could start spending my own money.
Right.
And when you start earning your own money, that's when it gets exciting.
That's when you go and spend a lot of money on things that you may not need, but they make you feel better.
Yeah, I mean, you probably felt the same way when you had your first job. It was like, hey, I can buy what I want now.
Most of it was on discount at KB Toys. Speaking of which, I see these things I'm holding in my hand now. These are like old media that people don't really use that much anymore, including, what looks like a small tape cassette piece, but it's actually bubble gum. Hold on, I'm going to try one here.
All right, try
Hold
one.
Hold on, let's see. All right, let's see.
I'll let you know if he lives.
It tastes like the 80s.
Does it still have a gum taste to it?
Yeah, it has a little bit of a
bubble,
you know,
gum, like a cherry flavor there.
Okay, the 80s are out of me, but
it tastes a little bit like Donnie Wahlberg's gym shoes.
Yeah,
it has Donnie Wahlberg on it.
It has Donnie Wahlberg on it, and I think it tasted like his socks.
His socks,
so,
okay.
Yeah, that's very cool. But you know what? We're speaking of tape cassettes. You actually brought in, too, your No More Games cassette tape. And for those who don't know these, cassette tapes were the they came after vinyl
Connor
records.
Connor in the basement's laughing.
They came after vinyl records and before CDs, primarily. They were kind of the culmination of what was known as 8-tracks as well. And you basically had a case that you would open up. You'd open it up here. You pull out the cassette, and it would play on one side through what's called a Walkman or tape player. And usually like 5 or 6 songs on one side. You take it out, flip it over, and play another 5 or 6 songs as well.
Sometimes
and this one in particular.
I want to point out, too, if you were like Mike, sometimes you would pull it a little bit, like pull the tape out a little bit by mistake, and you could use like a pencil or a pen and
to rewind it some. Yep.
I did that so many times as a kid.
So this cassette happened to have, let's see, Please Don't Go Girl, Please Don't Go Girl, and Cover Girl on it, and then it has on the other side songs like Never Gonna Fall in Love. Oh, the boys didn't fall in love. Yeah, they fell in love. They fell in a lot of love.
They probably fell in love with all those girls chasing them.
That's right. And then, of course, the other piece of media that uses tape technology, but you put it into something called a VCR to play, is a VHS tape here. That is the New Kids on the Block Hangin' Tough Live concert. So basically, you could watch the concert at home, which was kind of pre-done at some point for them. This is just cool. I love this sort of stuff.
Yeah, I love it too. It's actually really cool. I haven't watched that tape. I do have a working VHS at home.
Right.
I haven't watched it. I probably should someday.
Yeah, that's one of those things that if it isn't digitized, you want to get it digitized because it's just too cool not to lose.
I mean, it's kind of like that experience to watch it, though, the old school way.
Oh, absolutely.
And one merchandise item I don't know if they ever made, and I'm very curious if they did. Maybe Tony or Connor in the basement would know if there was a New Kids on a Block Nintendo game or even a Sega game. There was a cartoon.
There was just a cartoon that I recall.
And there was a cereal, which is another episode.
That's a whole other episode there.
There was. I did eat that cereal and watch the cartoons every Saturday morning.
That does not surprise me at all.
Yeah, I watched those. And speaking of TV and speaking of concerts, I talked my mom into it. I paid for it. I was working at the time. I bought a pay-per-view concert of the New Kids on the Block one time.
Whoa. Pay-per-view is like really old technology.
That is really old school, isn't it?
That is really old school. But you paid for a concert to watch. Was it a live broadcast?
Yeah,
it
was actually in my bedroom because I had a TV in my room. So I was like, you know, you had to pay for it through your cable bill.
Right.
So I told my mom, yeah, I'll pay for this if you'll let me do it.
Right.
And at first she was hesitant. What is that Connor saying in the basement?
That Nintendo had a new Kids on the Block game in development, but they never finished it.
Oh, they never finished it. Okay. That would have been cool, though, because I know they had a Michael Jackson one.
So I got to go back, though. You had New Kids on the Block pay-per-view in your bedroom.
Yeah,
so
I had a TV.
So you're saying you had five boys in your room at one time.
Yeah, but they were on TV.
Oh, okay, they were on TV.
I could only see them on TV. I remember, though, getting so excited about that because it was like, you know, they had this big announcement, and you're getting ready to watch New Kids on a Block on pay-per-view. And
they had like a countdown or something like that.
My sister and I are screaming in the bedroom and everything. We're being typical, you know.
Right.
Teenagers, late teens, you know, and I was in my early 20s, but I was screaming just as loud as she was, like, yes!
Oh, my gosh.
Pay-per-view, you know.
That's, you know what? I think that technology back then was really cool, kind of a precursor to, like, YouTube and things like that, where you can get things instantaneously now through all sorts of different means, but we had it through one form, and that was our cable system.
Yeah, I mean, there's things like when we talk about retro talk, these things don't exist anymore, but they're in our head. You know, we still remember them, and it was a fantastic time to be alive. I mean, I say it all the time at work that we didn't need telephones. We didn't need, like, cell phones and everything.
No. Nope.
We didn't need this kind of technology we have today, which is nice, but we didn't need it then to entertain ourselves.
Right.
We didn't need it to have fun.
We had fun, and we enjoyed it, and we lived in the moment as opposed to trying to record the moment. And I think that's a huge thing about what makes what we remember as Retro Talk so much fun and so important to remember.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely.
But a lot of fond memories, and I want to touch base with them at some point. But like I said, on these Sweet 16s and these teen beats that we mentioned, I would like to go over it sometime with Mike again because there's so many other bands and so many other celebrities like Corey in here and everything. So today was all New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, this was fun.
But we will have to bring them out again and talk about it and maybe share some more memories on what Mike did. I mean, you know what I did. I went to
I don't know about
everything
that.
Else.
I think what we need to do is we need to go off after this show and go do our own synchronized dance to a couple different songs from New Kids on the Block and debut them at like a toy show at some point. That's what we need to do.
And we can do the parody too from Weird Al. I know Tony loves that one.
I call being Donnie Wahlberg.
You want to be Donnie?
I'll be Donnie.
I think I'll be a homeboy. I think I would probably dress more up like Joey McIntyre.
I could see that. I could totally see that.
I think that's the end of our episode.
Yep,
I think you have the right stuff.
I think we do. You've been listening to Retro Talk here on WXPM 98.5 The Phoenix with Retro Rose
and
the Bro
Donnie
Show.
Donnie Wahlberg. Now
Donnie Wahlberg. That's right. Call me Donnie Wahlberg now.
Call me Donnie. Call me.
Oh, I've got the right stuff.
Now we don't even talk about mall rats, but call me Donnie. Call me Donnie.
That's a whole other one.
That's a whole other one. See you next week, though.
sponsor RetroTalk, where your support keeps us on the air. If you want more information, send an email to wxpm985@gmail.com and we'll send you our brochure.
You've been listening to
RetroTalk with Retro Rose
here on
98.5 WXPM.
Be back next week, same time, same channel.
Music? Remember the movies? Remember the cars? The fashions? The news? The things that stood out during our youth? It's okay to be nerdy. Join me as I reminisce over the cartoons, the toys, and the video games of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Turn back the clock with Retro Talk.
Weekends on 98.5 XPM's Million Dollar Weekend Lineup.